It's, I was going to say, you know, a welcome return. I suppose it is, really. Good to see you, Victor Snyders. Long time no see.
It has been a while that we've seen each other.
I know. You're looking great, man. And Victor, of course, is the CEO of Skin Renewal with 20 branches now, taking over the world.
No, not at all. Always will remain South African. We're not going over the borders.
I must thank you, first of all, for looking after me. And the greatest thing that's ever happened is that somebody pumped me at 48 years old because of you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep that for the next 10 years. Well, what do you reckon?
The very first time I met you, the first thing I saw was the Grand Canyon between your eyes.
Yes.
And you had this monster gabella frown, and everyone thought you were angry.
It looked like somebody had hit me in between the eyes with an axe, basically.
Yeah. So we've nuked most of it, but I think it's about time for another run.
I'm seeing them on Thursday.
Yeah, great.
The girls always remind me when my next appointment is due. So, Dave and Sue Charles, I spoke to them. I said, how long, you know, shall I keep Victor as the guest? And they said, doesn't matter. And I went, well, I only gave Stevie Wonder 10 minutes. So you can stay as long as you want.
And unfortunately, I have neither a handbrake or a stop or a brake pedal. So,
it's great to see you. Okay, can we take this back to the beginning, before Skin Renewal actually existed, Victor?
Yeah.
Tell us the story.
It's been a very strange... Well, for that, we'd probably need to go past 6 o'clock this evening. But it was a business that happened purely by accident. The intention was never to become what Skin Renewal is today. And had we known that 22 odd years ago, we probably would have made a lot of different decisions along the way. It really came with two empty nesters, myself and Maureen, meeting each other. We'd both been divorced for a year or two. It started off as a one-on-one relationship between the two of us. I'm an architect. My background was the property industry, shopping center development, management leasing. One of the reasons I like lifestyle so much. And every time I see it, Bruce Rankin and the guys have done an absolutely top-notch job here.
It's fantastic, isn't it? It's got everything, basically.
It's very seldom that I visit a shopping center that I say, I don't think I could have done it as well as they've done it. And Bruce and his guys have done a great job here.
Yeah.
And Maureen is a medical doctor. And we just wandered into this world of aesthetics. Maureen was one of the very first doctors in South Africa to inject Botox. She had a daughter who had a frown line, who was from the age of 2, and she used to put magic tape on her forehead to try and stop her frowning.
Oh, wow. And that didn't work.
Well, it wouldn't. It comes loose.
Of course.
And 2-year-olds won't let it stay there.
Yeah.
But she heard of this product and started injecting it as a side hustle. She was working in full-time medicine in executive health. And one afternoon a week, she would do it from a spare bedroom at home, which she turned into a little surgery. And that was where the business started. And we opened up a clinic quite simply because the Body Corporate said we were running a business from her residence. We live in a complex.
And that you can't do.
And we had an old lady who took exception to the fact that there were people visiting the complex.
There's always one.
Yeah, we call them the curtain twitcher.
Yeah, poor old thing. She's probably passed on by now, but anyway.
No, she's still there, still terrorizing everyone. So we were forced to go and get a clinic. And then we probably got the wrong clinic in the wrong place, so we needed to do something different. And we thought we'd swap, and then we didn't swap them. We kept them both.
Was the first one Joburg, Victor?
Yeah, originally in Rivonia in Johannesburg.
I know Rivonia, yeah.
Which now is the Morningside Clinic, because we moved that 3 times. And then the first real clinic was in Parkhurst. And then gradually it just grew. Maureen and I were lucky. We were 45 years old when we started this business. But it also meant that all our life obligations had passed. The kids had grown up. They'd done their university. We'd bought our homes, we'd paid off the car, and in the first 2 years, we never drew a salary or anything out of the business.
What a story.
Which helps you, because if you start a business when you've got to send the kids to a school,
and university,
and buy a house, you need income out. So not needing an income out of the business for the 2 years really gave us a little bit of impetus.
How fast did it grow, you know, from 0 to 20?
Well, 20 in 20 years.
20. One in 1 year, basically.
But it's never been that way. It's sort of 3 in 1 year and then nothing for 3 years.
Okay.
So we've always tried to have a handbrake on the speed of growth. And because we are of advanced years and moving on in life.
No, you're not. No. You're still a youngster.
But the reality is, sure, if you lose all your money in your 30s, you can make it again.
100%.
But if you lose it in your 60s, there's not as much time to get it all right again. So we've never taken on debt, and we've grown the business out of the profit in the business. And sometimes that facilitates quicker growth and sometimes slower. But we've rather gone the tortoise route than the hare route.
Do you just travel the country and visit all the different branches, and do you let the staff know that you're on your way or not?
Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. When I walk in unannounced, there's
the furniture polish,
a mixture
comes
of
out.
Surprise and trepidation as to why I'm there. But
I'm sure you're very firm and fair as a boss.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the company is run quite differently to the way most corporates are. You know, we've got 250 staff now. We've had 80 babies born across the life of the business. And we know everyone. We know the people. We know their husbands, their wives, their children.
So very much family-orientated business.
It's a huge family.
That's great.
So it's built on that. And the easiest way to explain what I do is Maureen, my partner, she's the driver of the Formula One car. She's the Lewis Hamilton who gets on the track.
I love him. I love him. I hate Verstappen.
But me anyway. Too. And I'm Dutch. So as if for a Dutchman not to want to wear his orange.
Sure, sure.
But I'm the mechanic. I'm the guy in the garage who keeps the car on the road. Maureen drives it.
Now, I go to Skin Renewal in Ballito, but I've also been to the one in Cape Town in Constantia. I lived there for 6 years.
Yeah.
Is there a theme for all the stores to look pretty similar, Victor?
So we believe each branch should be different but the same.
Yeah, I get it.
So there are elements of the decor. As I said, I'm an architect by profession. Maureen is also a published interior designer. So, which makes for some very interesting debate between her and me. But what we try and do is give each branch a flavor which is unique to that branch, to the location, to the demographic that we're serving. If it's a historical building like our Durban branch, there we've got the corrugated iron ceilings and the old Victorian fireplace.
Sure.
And we've got elements that lend itself to the history of the house.
All right. Let's take a quick song from, you'll like this actually, Benny King, Stand By Me from the Years Gone By. Good song, okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's music we can relate to. I hate the music, the current stuff. I can't do that rap stuff. Like at the Super Bowl with Kendrick Lamar. Didn't work for me. All right, let's have a listen to Benny King just now. I'm going to test Victor now. What year was that released? Here we go. I'll give you sort of like a couple of years each side.
I'd go to about 1965.
Wow, that's not bad. 61.
Okay.
Close. Benny King is called Stand By Me.
Well, in 1961, I was 3 years old and not listening to the radio. I started in about 1964.
Oh, blimey, I know the feeling. Victor Snyders is CEO of Skin Renewal, the fantastic, fabulous Skin Renewal. Just before we go to Paris, can you tell us about what Skin Renewal offers, just in case somebody has been living on a different planet?
It started off with injectables, and what we've really done is followed the industry. The easiest way to explain it is by way of analogy. I love analogies because they make things a lot simpler. So the business is very much like the business of motor cars. What the doctors do, besides managing the entire journey, is that they are the panel beaters. So they knock out the dents, they put in the body putty, they respray the car, and they make the car look good. But having the best-looking car in the scrapyard is no real purpose, because someone's got to keep the engine running. And that essentially is everything that our therapists do.
Sure.
And there's about 80 of them.
Sure.
And their job is to work on the skin and under the skin to make sure that skin health is right. So we've got the mechanics and the panel beaters. But if you own a car, you have a responsibility and you've got to do certain stuff at home as well.
100%.
Petrol, oil, water, whatever it is. And that's the products that you need to use to keep your car running properly.
You've also taught your staff the bedroom manner, if that's the right expression, with clients. I mean, I'm with Nicolette.
Yeah.
Belito.
Yeah.
And the first time I met her, she just made me feel really at home, you know, and asked me this and asked me that, and, you know, and she was just brilliant. She had a great bedside manner.
You know, it's an interesting thing being in this business. I'll just finish off the previous thing, because the fourth part is how you drive your car.
Okay, sorry.
If you hit the speed bumps and you're on the brakes and over-accelerating, the car will eventually wear out, and that's lifestyle.
Okay.
So it's sun, it's what you eat, it's smoking, it's all the things that could potentially damage your skin.
Your skin.
And what we try and do is combine all four of those pillars into a holistic way of looking at the skin. And we understand very clearly where our boundaries lie. We are not plastic surgeons. We, as soon as we see anything that resembles a skin cancer or anything dangerous, we work with dermatologists to deal with there.
You send them off.
We deal with the aesthetic side of how people look, and how they look is very often a direct result on how they feel about themselves. Because when people are responding to us in a positive way, saying we're looking young, fresh, healthy, then we feel good about ourselves.
Do you know, Victor, my self-esteem and confidence was low until I had, you know, until I came to visit you guys in Belito. I'm being deadly, deadly serious, because it's an age thing as you get older, and I know I'm on stage, and I know there's two huge big screens either side of me, and my mind's saying, I wonder what the audience are thinking as they look at me. Yeah. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
So the self-esteem factor, it's way better now. It really is.
And the whole trick really to it is not to make you look 10 or 15 or 20 years younger. It's to make you look the best that... with what you've got.
100%.
So all right. That's what we do.
All right. Now, you have just returned from Paris. From IMCAS, a global medical aesthetic congress in Paris. And some of these things that you learnt over there, you're going to implement in South Africa. How was it, the trip and the whole conference?
It's chaotic. the conference is attended by 20,000 people.
What?
From all over the world. It is the largest medical aesthetic congress in the world. It's known as the World Congress. And across 3 days, about 1,000 speakers in 20 different venues, and about 450 exhibitors all bringing their latest products on, and 20,000 people.
Must have been hell serving them all lunch.
We didn't even bother because the lines were so long.
Of course, of course.
The only way to tackle it is go with a plan of exactly who you want to see, what you want to see, and what you want to listen to. And if possible, go with a team of people so that you can cover more bases.
Did you take some of your staff with you overseas?
Yeah, so Maureen came with me. Our Gauteng head trainer came with us, and our logistics and procurement manager was with us as well. So that gave us four people that we could try and cover more bases and do the whole thing.
So what did you learn from the whole thing? What have you brought back with you?
Well, one of the reasons we do this is when you're working in South Africa, you're fairly isolated with what's happening in the world. Mm. And whilst we have media that tells us, media is very often tinged by marketing. And you hear the stories that they want you to hear, not the stories that you need to hear. So what we really try to do is get around the world. Last year I did four conferences in the US. We do Paris every year. Sometimes we do Monaco. This year I'm doing Bangkok. To try and see what is happening in the aesthetic industry in all the world markets and hear their ideas and the trends that are taking place. And what enables us to do is bring those trends, incorporate those trends into a South African offering. We are localizing global. We call it glocalization. And really to try and create a world-class offering in a South African context. That's the rationale behind it.
Okay.
And every year there are surprises.
Where are you off next to? Bangkok?
Bangkok in May. Yeah.
Shame to see you struggling. You know that. It really is with all these trips, honestly.
The only upside of this is my frequent flyer my account, which is quite healthy.
All right. Now, I suppose the easiest way to find out about skin renewal, not phone numbers, nobody listens to those, is to go to your website, I would imagine.
Website is the easiest. We operate a multi-channel business, so people can communicate with us via WhatsApp, via live chat, via email, via the website. Our live chat is manned from 7 in the morning until 10 at night, 7 days a week.
Sure.
Because that's when people have got questions.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than trying to get a call center and then be told our working hours are from 9 to 5.
And then they put you on hold for 3 days.
And if you're looking for an answer at 7 in the evening or 8 in the evening after you've had dinner and you're not getting a response, to remember that tomorrow you've got to contact them during hours again, life takes over. So you've got to be customer-centric and try and fit in with what suits the customer. And one person wants to talk to you on live chat, another wants to email, another wants to phone. You've got to facilitate that.
You're not doing that horrible TikTok thing, are you?
No. There's a little bit of it. We play in that market. But no, it's not our preferred method of communication.
Okay. All right. So the website, dead easy.
www.skinrenewal.co.za.
I mean, can't get more easy than that.
Yeah, Skin Renewal.
Go and have a look. And you're in the three major cities, Joburg, Cape Town, Durban, and where else?
Yeah, Pretoria as well. Okay. So Joburg and Pretoria, okay. There are 10 clinics, 7 in the Cape area and 3 down in KZN.
Oh, beautiful. But you love this one more than anything, don't you? You know, Belito, he can't say anything. He can't say it. He can't.
Well, it's one of our younger kids, so we've only had Belito for 2.5-3 years.
And is it going well?
Yes. No, the business is going very nicely. And, you know, Belito, I've known Belito since I was a student at Natal University, and we used to come here for rag weekend.
Yes.
Country districts, and you would drive off a very narrow road from Umhlanga and then turn right on an almost dirt road.
You've got an incredible memory.
And we used to park the vehicles up at the top of a long ramp and then carry our generators down to the beach and have an all-night party there.
Nothing wrong with that.
So those, and it was nothing. Belito was...
Look at it now.
Yeah. And I've watched it grow over the last 50 years.
Brilliant, man. Thank you for being here today.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, always.
You're great to talk to. You really are some fantastic stories. We could talk until you miss your flight, but that probably wouldn't be a good thing. You're back at 6 p.m., I think, on the flight?
Yeah, got the 6 o'clock flight. I believe there are fuel shortages, so we may be delayed.
Oh,
but it's okay. I got no appointments tonight.
But you're okay with that. You're such a chill guy, man. Yeah, I bet the small things you don't stress over, right? Because, you know,
it's what helps when you're 67 years old.
If you haven't got your health, you've got nothing. That's the way I try and live my life now.
Yeah.
Victor, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you and seeing you again. And thank you once again from my side. And
it's a pleasure. Nice to see you again, Dave.
You're welcome here anytime. You know that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Take care.